The Trump administration would likely okay the plan and the new restrictions it includes, a work requirement and a cap on benefits for some CanCare recipients. But many state lawmakers are opposed to those limits, and they're reluctant to renew CanCare until some long-standing problems are fixed, problems that have prompted complaints from patients and providers alike. The Republican chair of the House Health Committee, Dan Hawkins, says he's troubled by continued CanCare application backlogs.
That's probably my biggest headache right now is the eligibility. Let's get it fixed.
Hawkins is talking with Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier about abandoning CanCare 2.0 and instead seeking federal approval to keep the current program running for another year. Collier's office confirms that negotiations are underway. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.